Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcast, live from Siesta Beach, Florida, a beautiful, sun-swept, windy beach of pure white sand. This is a podcast that's going to take us from Sarasota up through Tampa St. Pete, west to the Florida Panhandle, all the way through to Destin, Florida, the beginning of the so-called Redneck Riviera. A long 2 days of driving, and we'll pick it up in Perry, Florida, on the Panhandle shortly. Well, I would hesitate to say that it's spring. Spring officially begins on March 21st, but it's still shaky if you live in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and you know what kinds of things can happen, especially this time of the year. You think you've made it through, and then the worst happens. A good friend of mine calls, March in Minnesota and Wisconsin the cruelest month, because we seem like we're at the end of our ropes. Some of us leave, like me, and go somewhere else. But, you know, down here even, the weather has been crazy. It's unpredictable. Sometimes it can be cold. Sometimes it can be warm. You get rain. You get snow. And that can mean trouble for things like water heaters and pipes and pipe fittings and toilets and all kinds of things. And, I've had things burst and break. And when it happens, when you have a plumbing emergency at home or business, you know, usually it's the last thing that you think is going to happen. And then you're like, well, who do I call? And if you don't have a standard plumber, like if you don't have a lawyer, you should call Ryan Plumbing and Heating, because they do great emergency service. Wherever you are in the metro, they've got a plumber near you. Here's the number in Minneapolis, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, you can call 612-927-6488. They're metro-wide from St. Paul. That means the suburbs, too. For four generations, quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business, Ryan Plumbing and Heating. When they're there, you probably want to talk to them about maybe coming back when it gets warm and checking your air conditioning system to make sure that's running. Sometimes that's got to be cleaned out. They can't check it until it's 70 degrees, and I'm kind of jumping the gun on spring, but when it gets, we might get lucky, and we might see some warmth, and if it gets warm early, you're probably going to have them check the air conditioning system as well. And also ask them just for fun, if you're thinking about doing something. I mentioned this a couple of times. Ask about in-floor heating, because they can put that in. They've got some skills about putting things like that in. And if I could do my basement floor, I would put in-floor heat in. Because when I'm down there making podcasts at 2 o'clock in the morning and it's 4 below zero, my feet get really cold. So in-floor heating is, it's awesome if you can get it. Anyway, I thought I'd throw a pitch in for that. Remember, Ryan Plumbing and Heating in Minneapolis, you can call 651-224-4771. People driving by the beach in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488, metro-wide from St. Paul. Four generations, residential and business. And don't forget Ryan Plumbing and Heating for business, too, because they can help you with business problems as well. And thanks, Greg, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. I am in Perry, Florida. Operations are about to begin. The plan is, it's very interesting because last night I stopped here because I got calls from people that said, hey, there's a big storm cutting across Texas and the Mid-South and headed for Florida. And so I pulled up and stopped here in Perry, Florida, which is south of Tallahassee, inland a little bit, on the Gulf Coast, sort of. It's a farm town. But there's a cut here that goes down along, literally down along the Gulf Coast, right on the coast. And so I'm going to take that. I think it's 29, and it turns into 98 Florida state roads. So I'm going to take that over to Panama City. And that is the plan today. So operations are about to begin. We're drinking coffee. We're still having our coffee. We're about to begin operations. I suppose we can fire the diesel up and get that warmed up, because it does take a while to warm up. It's not cold. It's sunny and very windy after the storm. Really windy, actually, so... All systems go. All right, we're gonna move. We got a full tank of diesel. Look at that, diesel 181. It's amazing. Just spent a fantastic night in the Walmart parking lot. Oh, there's one thing I gotta do. There's always something that you forget. It's ridiculous. We've stopped in a place called Panacea, Florida, which is not, well, it is on the coast, literally. I mean, I can see the coast from where I am, but I'm going to come down here just under the Apalachio, I can't say it, Apalachicola, Apalachicola Natural Forest, or National Forest. Really windy today, so I almost have to be inside, but I am going to get out so you can hear the wind because it's kind of fun. But this is a great road because this will go from here, we'll go all the way down along the coast, all the way across to Panama City, Fort Walton Beach, Pensacola, and we can just keep going until we get to 10, and 10 takes us all the way over New Orleans. Now, if I want to go into New Orleans, I can. I might come down on, there's a, oh, 10, yeah, I can, if I stay on 10, it'll take me right on through there, so. It's funny how this, the next big town after Pensacola is Mobile, so this is a great drive right on that little, that little tip of coastline, which is, should be great. Now let me get out so you can hear the wind, because this is nuts. Whoa! Takes the door. This is the remnants of that crazy windstorm. I'm gonna have to go around the other side because it's just, I'll have to go around the front of the vehicle. I hate to do this because it's loud, but it's so windy that you have to find a sort of somewhere you can stand in the lee of the wind. I'm jammed right up in between the front cab and the back of the ambulance right here talking. So, you know, the weather is like a really nice early September day in Minnesota. That's what it's like, which I really like. Relatively low humidity, kind of windy. You probably would want to have a jacket on if you're going to stay outside too long. This isn't beach weather. It's not like summer and humid. Down here, it's insufferably hot in the summer, which I love. So driving down here in the summer is great. But that's what it's like. It's like, and the trees don't have leaves on them, really. Some of them do. I mean, I'm not saying it's barren, because these are different kinds of plant types down here. They have different types of plants down here. But some of the trees don't have leaves on them, because it's winter. And that's that. So it's time to get back in and head off back into the wind. Well, it's really windy out here, so it might be problematic, so I have to be careful. But we're standing on the Gulf Coast, pretty much. It's scrubby. It's not like the white sand beaches, over in Sarasota or anything. Here, we're about 60 miles from Panama City, where I know they do have beaches like that, but it's deserted and beautiful. Right here along State Route 98 through southern Florida, cutting across the coast, the Gulf Coast. It's beautiful. We're in traffic in Panama City, and I just noticed that apparently we've moved into the central time zone. So that's the first indication that we're getting, working our way back toward the Midwest. Been a great day of driving along Route 98 all along the coast of the Gulf Coast. There's some really great beach towns. And this is what I was looking for, and I hope I get to see more along the Redneck Riviera. So Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana and Texas, and I know I will. It's just interesting how I thought that that's what Florida was going to be like. So these beaches, they're not, you know, Panama City obviously is famous for white sand beaches, and I don't know about Pensacola, but because I really haven't spent too much time down here. Last time I passed through Panama City, which is where I am now, just getting ready to go to the yoga place here, was a long time ago, and it was nighttime. This is like the UFO capital of the world, too, so I'll be cruising out of here tonight, headed towards, I'm going to just keep working my way west, and what I'm doing is driving until I get tired, and then I stop. So, Pensacola is 100 miles from here. I just want to keep working my way west because obviously I'm on a schedule here. I need to get back to Minneapolis and St. Paul by March 1st. But up to east of Panama City all the way over to wherever I started, I don't even remember today, really almost deserted beaches. And today is really, really, really windy. So there's kind of a windswept quality to it. A lot of hurricane damage, a lot of places that are just abandoned, a lot of places for sale in that part of the Gulf Coast. And I don't know which hurricane did that damage, but there's also a lot of new stuff and building, obviously, you know, rebuilding from whatever hurricane that was, I think. I would assume that that's what it is. And I thought to myself, because it's still not as warm as I'd like it to be. It's beautiful. As I've been saying all day, you know, it's kind of like feels like September in Minnesota. That's exactly what it looks like and feels like. Clouds look like that. Temperatures feel that way. It's not really very humid. So it feels like the Midwest in September. Of course, it is not the Midwest in September. It's Florida in February, but it's great. I mean, that part of it's great. So I'm on my way to do yoga at a yoga studio, which I've been going to the yoga studios. I've been doing a lot of yoga in a lot of different places. So I'm headed to another yoga studio, which is up here about 4 minutes away. Gonna do some yoga. Got a brand new shipment of beef jerky and macadamia nuts and mixed, you know, trail mix and stuff like that. I've been eating that all day because I'm not eating in restaurants. And I think when you eat in restaurants and you drink the water and you use, you know, you're using the grease and everything else, it kind of gets your, it makes you kind of feel queasy. Much better to bring your own supplies, which this is going to be another upgrade at some point with the mobile podcast command unit. This is going to be another upgrade because if I could, and I've got a camp stove, but there's really no place for me. I'm not going to set up my camp stove in a Walmart parking lot or in a truck stop. That's not going to work. But, you know, one thing that's really cool that I love is, you know, you go to bed every night in my hammock. I go to sleep every night in my hammock and it's in my truck and I wake up and I'm in my truck. And so it's this weird home kind of feeling. In fact, I dreamed last night that I was on the radio and I flew back to Minneapolis to be on the radio, and I was late and I hadn't called, and it was one of those things where you're supposed to call and, you know, you're going to get fired and everything else. And I was trying to get back to my truck, which was in Florida, because I parked that night, went to sleep, you know, in a Walmart parking lot, which is a whole nother experience. I'll tell you all about that. And in my dream, I was really trying to get away to get back. I was going to take the day off so I could fly back to Florida and get back to my truck. And I just wanted to get back to my truck. That was the whole dream. And I went and borrowed a microphone from a friend of mine. And I was like, okay, I got this mic now. I can do. And I used to have an old Buick Park Avenue. Remember the farm car, if you listened to me back in the day? And I was going to get in the farm car and drive back down here and leave the farm car here and take the truck. And I was really anxious about it. And I woke up and I was in my truck and I was very happy. Woke up in the ambulance and I was very in my little, you know, miniature hotel room. It's just amazing. So that's what's going on. I'm really having fun. I love touring, the Gulf Coast. And again, I got to tell you, a weather-beaten cottage in Mexico Beach, Florida, for rent. Although it was in the town, but it wasn't isolated, but it was in the town. And I was like, there it is. There's the weather-beaten cottage. So we're getting warmer. We're getting warmer. We're getting closer to finding this search for this isolated beach continues on the Gulf Coast. Well, I've traveled the South many different times in my life, and I've noticed with these travel podcasts, one of the things that's starting to happen is that the theme seems to be change, and it seems to be development-oriented. It seems to be real estate-oriented, and certainly change is a constant with real estate, so it's a great opportunity for me to talk about Pride of Homes and Luke Team Real Estate in the North Metro, because the reality is that change is a huge factor in North Metro real estate right now. You talk about development out here and down here in the South. Right now in the North Metro, there are more buyers than sellers. So if you're in the market to sell, and really especially if you're in the market to buy, you got to have a real estate professional that understands the market. And I'm talking about understanding the market on a house-by-house basis. And to that end, I want to introduce prideofhomes.com to listeners and subscribers to the Bob Davis podcast. Prideofhomes.com is a licensed real estate agent and real estate investor with experience and expertise to share with you. So here's what my advice is. If you're looking to buy, if you're looking to sell, reach out to Eric and Aaron Lucero, husband and wife team with the Luke Team Real Estate and prideofhomes.com. They're in the North and Northwest Metro. So we're talking about Maple Grove, Plymouth, Rogers, Dayton, Albertville, St. Michael, Elk River, Champlin, the whole North Metro 94 corridor. I think you'd be good if you were in East Bethel, somewhere around there. So for real estate expertise, contact Eric and Aram Lucero. Their number is 763-433-9100, 763-433-9100. Buying or selling, you need real estate professionals with knowledge of the market so you can find that property that you're looking for, that weather-beaten beach house. No, I'm kidding. Finding that property that fits your needs, or a buyer that actually can obtain the right financing and is ready to go to close. You hear a lot that people had a buyer, but it fell through, blah, blah, blah. That's got to do with the people that are doing the real estate for you. As a husband and wife team, Eric and Aram Lucero can respond quickly. When you combine that with all the customer service at Luke Team Real Estate, which they're famous for, you're good to go. Again, it's clear the North Metro is growing. It's clear that it's changing right now in terms of buyers versus sellers. So if you're in the North and Northwest Metro, reach out to Eric and Aram Lucero for real estate expertise, 763-433-9100. Once again, 763-433-9100. And thank you for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcasts.
Turn right onto West 15th. Head west on West 15th Street toward Chestnut Avenue. In 600 feet, turn left onto Beck Avenue.
Glenn Beck Avenue.
Turn left onto Beck Avenue.
Where everyone is fasting.
Continue on Beck Avenue for a half mile.
I'm in Destin, Florida. It is about 10 o'clock. Looking for a place to kind of put in for the night, although I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and go to Fort Walton Beach. And the reason for that, I'm kind of torn because I do like driving these beaches during the day. Although, here again, I'm on route US 98. And you're kind of on the beach, but you're not actually on the beach. And I've had a wonderful day of driving through, these really fairly deserted, completely deserted areas. Just there's all sorts of, you know, places that you could, you know, go or live where there's a beach and there's nobody else around. And then I got to a place called Mexico Beach, Florida. It's a town called Mexico Beach, Florida, which was beautiful and very quiet, but a cool place. And I want to go back in the summer. I don't know why. Oh, I know why. Because things won't be super expensive. That's what I'm thinking. So what I've been doing is staying in these Walmart parking lots. Walmart lets people camp unless it's otherwise posted. Now, I just pulled into one and they have signs up that say various parts saying no overnight camping. You know, it's a beach town and it's a big beach town, so they're being bitchy. So I'm going to go ahead and go on to Fort Walton Beach, and that will probably be a little bit smaller. But here again, I'm in Destin, Florida, and I don't remember it being this developed, although it's been a while since I came through here. I don't actually remember the last time I was here. I came through, it probably was in the 90s. And I think this has been the experience pretty much all on this Florida trip. And I've been thinking, boy, what do I want to say? You know, I've got an opportunity to talk about the trip so far. You know, we had the South Carolina, Iowa portion of the trip, which was political. Now we're sort of doing the travel adventure part, and it's the search for, you know, kind of the weather-beaten beach town kind of place. The Destin isn't it. These are basically spring break towns. These are tourist towns. And good for them, you know. I mean, it's a big business. I mean, we're looking at big high-rises and chain restaurants and hotels and, you know, a big 2-3-lane highway running through it all. And you drive along, and we're now back into the tourist section. So kind of the quiet Gulf Beach of Mexico Beach, Florida, isn't going to be what the experience will be in Destin. But I'm just struck by the amount of development, even with the economy as it's been, you know, over the last 6, 7, 8, 10 years. There's still a lot of development and change in this part of the country. And I'm really surprised. If you're looking for that quiet, desolate beach town, you're going to be hard-pressed. And the best, there's 2 or 3 places in Florida that I would go, that I would think about. One is on A1A south of Gainesville. There's some smaller towns that you might find that kind of experience. You won't find it in the Keys. You won't find it south of, Hope Sound. You won't find it anywhere near Palm Beach or Miami. That's a whole different experience. You know, that's the rich guy hotel experience is what that is. You won't be taking your family there. It'll be too expensive unless you're a millionaire or a billionaire. A lot of these towns are just either military or college or spring break tourist towns all over the state. And, you know, it's not, you know, if I was 22 and I was still partying down, I think I'd probably think it was heaven. But it's not, not to me now. I don't think of it as heaven now. And then you get to these places, like I said, Mexico Beach, which is just a nice little beach town. Has it changed this place for my travelers? Yes. Those places that you used to be able to find that were sort of tucked away in Florida or, you know, whatever, they've become tourist traps to one degree or another. Now, I'll tell you, when I was a kid traveling across the country, you know, there were plenty of tourist traps back in those days. So this is nothing new. It's just that today, things are at top volume. Things are marketed at top volume. So the tourist trap of today is really a tourist trap. You know, it's when you drive through, as I am right now, I'll just read it. Waffle House, Publix, Nail, you know, Diva, Nails and Spa, Beach Liquors and Wine. It isn't. Is it sad? No. I mean, there's new. There will be new places to go that people will find, but some places will never be the same. They've become developed, and they'll never ever be the same. They'll always be, you know, whatever they are now. And that part of it is kind of sad because you kind of pine away. If you're of a certain age, see, I remember driving through these towns, you know, in my dad's 68 Electra. You know, we'd be driving along and asking him to put the top down. And not Destin, but some of the, especially the places when you're thinking about over in the main part of Florida. And, you know, the towns would go, and then you'd drive along the beach, and it would be empty for a long time. And then the next town would come, and then it would be like that. It's not like that anymore. You want that kind of a beach, you got to go to Phuket. You got to go. Even in Mexico, you can't get that. Puerto Rico, you can't get that. And it's a sign of how many people there are, and it's a sign of how active we are as human beings across the world, not just in the United States, but across the world. The other thing that I see today is I see a boatload of money. And I don't know where it's coming from. I mean, I see a lot of money. I see people, you know, there's these places that are being built, these new developments. I ate dinner at a P.F. Chang's tonight, and it was in one of these new sort of, now people from Minneapolis and St. Paul know what I'm talking about, Maple Grove or West End, where they've kind of built a fake town, you know, that's what it was. And then there's really exclusive places where people live around there, and it's like, and car dealerships and brand new cars driving around and whiskey barn, liquor and lounge, Sunshine Motors, $299 down. You drive it home today. Quality Inn, Super 8, Kia, Regency Inn. Oh, here's Gulf Coast Immediate Care. In case you need it, sports physicals. IHOP. And here I am. I ate at Piva. Oh, you're just too hip for IHOP, I guess. But what's the new frontier? You know, everybody's got a truck today. And that's true. It's like everybody's got a truck. I got a truck. I'm driving around the country in a truck. Everybody wants to disconnect and untether and drive around and do their thing and be wherever they want to be and go to these nice places and be wherever they want to be. And I do too. And what I'm doing out here, why are you doing this, Bob Davis? What am I doing? I'm looking. I'm searching. I'm trying to find those cool places. And not Nashville or not the big... And Nashville's great. I'm just saying, I'm trying to find those cool out-of-the-way places. Those places that I like that I thought were really interesting places. Butte, Montana is an interesting place on the Duluth model, you know? Feels like Duluth. You're driving along and you're in the middle of nowhere and here comes this town, Butte, Montana. And it's like everybody knows Butte, Montana. How could you forget that name? And it's this really cool kind of college town. And then these beach towns or the Jersey Shore, you know? But this is what everybody wants to do. Everybody wants to untether and just drive around and kind of... What's really interesting about what's happening today is that technology is driving things in ways that we can't see. And one of them is this ability to just... I'm amazed that I can do what I'm doing. You know, I'll do this podcast tonight. I'll produce it, and I will upload it from the Walmart parking lot, and I'll never even get out of this thing. I've talked a lot about the requirements. You've got to have an objective. You can't just go drive around willy-nilly. There has to be an objective and a reason to do and something to do. There has to be a task or it's no fun. I mean, I'm pushing hard to get back because I have to get back. Ooh, we're by an airport. Because I have to get back by March 1st. So, you know, and then when I was going around and covering all of the political events, you know, I had to go here because I had to get over there on a such and such a date because that was when the thing was going to be. So that's what makes it fun. Well, again, I want to thank Eric and Aram Lucera for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcast. Don't forget, if you're in the North Metro, we're talking a lot about change and development, and we're talking about change as being a factor in real estate, buying or selling. They can really help you out. Reach out to Eric and Aram Lucera if you're looking to buy or sell in the North Metro. 763-433-9100. 763-433-9100. They're with Luke Team Real Estate, which has great customer service. And Eric and Aram Lucero, I know, are really into also making sure that their clients get good service and that they can find the right buyers and the right houses for those people and the right sellers as well. So check them out. And thanks, you guys, for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcast. Of course, Ryan Plumbing and Heating is key, especially with the crazy weather we're having. You never know if it's going to be freezing or thawing. If you have an emergency, they've been doing great emergency service all winter. 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis. You can call 612-927-6488. And I'll very quickly tell you, they got a new website, which has a lot of content, tells you a lot about Ryan. Check it out at ryanplumbing.com. That's ryanplumbing.com. And with all of these sponsors, you can click on their banner at the top of the BobDavisPodcasts.com page, and it takes you to their page as well. Now, I'm passing lots of airports. I'm seeing lots of planes. I'm watching now planes on final approach adding power. This is where AOA comes in. If you're a pilot and you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. It's FAA approved. They want to get it into your package in your plane today because it saves lives. And if you go to Alpha Systems website, you click on the Alpha Systems banner at the top of the Bob Davis podcast page, it takes you to their website, and there's a video that explains just how it saves lives. If you're a pilot, you know what it is. It's great to have that visual indicator at critical times. Don't forget, Alpha Systems. They wrote the book on AOA. They are the AOA revolution. And thank you for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast's digital side. Well, thanks for listening on Stitcher.com, on iTunes, and tune in following these podcasts as I drive all over the place. I'm tired now. I just want to go to, I want to pull into the Walmart and crash. That's kind of it. But thanks also for listening on Google Play and for blogtalkradio.com. And thank you again for listening to the live show at gcnlive.com. There's going to be an announcement regarding the Bob Davis Podcast radio show coming up, and I'm really, really, really excited. Thank you for liking and sharing the videos and the pictures I'm putting on Facebook and Instagram. And thanks for favoriting and following Bob Davis Podcast on Facebook and Twitter and following me on Instagram. It's bdavis7843 on Instagram. And of course, thanks for the donations, because that literally, I have a giant package right here in the truck of beef jerky and macadamia nuts and trail mix and apricots. If you're going to eat all that, you got to get the apricots. So I'm very excited about stopping and making myself a cup of coffee and chilling out. And thank you guys once again for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts. So, thanks for listening to podcast 470. Live on the road in Mobile Podcast Command, headed west on US 98.